Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Ayatollah Khomeini said today, according to the Associated Press, that the Americans held hostage at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran must be put on trial as spies. And he said the trial should take place within the embassy itself, which he called a spy den. These statements were broadcast this morning by the Iranian state radio, and it's not clear at the moment whether Khomeini has definitely decided to commence a trial or when. The CBS News translator in Tehran says the broadcast that he translated did not include any mention of trying the hostages. The UN Security Council begins a debate on the Iranian crisis this afternoon, and Bernard Kaub in Washington reports that Khomeini denounced it in advance.
The Ayatollah has spoken out on the scheduled Security Council meeting. It's clear he does not like it. According to a Tehran radio broadcast, the Ayatollah says that Iran does not agree with what he calls the made-to-order Security Council meeting whose course has been predetermined. And just before that statement, he says, little does he know, that is to say President Carter, that our nation knows that the verdict of any council or court that sits under the direct influence of the United States has been dictated by the United States from the start, and the condemnation of our oppressed nation is welcomed by the council. It's uncertain whether the Ayatollah is indicating that Iran has now decided to boycott the Security Council meeting or whether he's simply alerting the nation to what he believes will be the council's finding. One official here, when asked to comment on this report, said he knew nothing about it, then added with a laugh, wait 10 minutes, there may be another statement. Bernard Kaub, CBS News, the State Department.
The Security Council debate is scheduled to commence at noon Pacific time. Council members held closed-door discussions until almost midnight, and those informal talks will resume this morning in advance of the afternoon's public session. But Richard C. Hotelet reports that a struggle behind the scenes over the issue of the American hostages could prolong yesterday's stalemate.
The United States wants to stress that the hostages are an essential element in the confrontation which threatens international peace, and that the first step toward normal relations must be their release. The U.S. wants this emphasized in two ways. One, by having Council President Sergio Palacios reiterate the Council's call of November 9th that Iran free the hostages without delay. The second way is for the United States to speak in the Council and make that clear. The Iranians here still completely sidestep the hostage issue. They say they will not be ready to speak in the council before Foreign Minister Bani Saad arrives in New York on Saturday. And they add, if the U.S. speaks to the council and they do not, it will be a provocation. Given the passions which run high in Tehran in this holy season, some members fear the hostages may suffer. The Soviet Union reportedly does not want Palacios even to reaffirm the original council appeal. That conflict must be resolved before the council can deal with the overall crisis. Richard C. Hottel at CBS News, United Nations.
President Carter told Democratic congressional leaders this morning that the honor of the United States is at stake in the Iranian crisis, and Senator Bennett Johnston of Louisiana told reporters afterward the president will take some sort of retaliatory action against Iran once the hostages are released. Not necessarily military action, he added. There's a whole range of options. Idaho's Republican Representative George Hansen, still pursuing a personal mission in Tehran, has come under sharp attack in Washington for so doing. The White House, the State Department, and some of his congressional colleagues have all been critical of his one-man approach to diplomacy. Hansen, interviewed on the CBS News broadcast Tuesday morning, had a tart response.
I don't think that these cheap shots really address the issues. There are a lot of people who seem to have something to cover that are trying to cloud the situation that there are a lot of hostages here who need some encouragement. And the statements that I am negotiating are absolutely absurd. I'm here as a private citizen asking to see the hostages, and everyone knows that I am not negotiating anything, including the President of the United States. And I think that maybe we ought to stop the politics and start thinking of what we can do to get these folks out of this very tragic situation without a gunplay or something that's going to kill someone. And I think that the posturing that's going on this day and age is pushing us toward a major confrontation, if not world war, and somebody better be thinking of peace.
The Hansen matter came up last night in Los Angeles when station KABC-TV conducted a live interview with former President Nixon, the first such interview he's granted since leaving office. Mr. Nixon took a critical approach.
I know that well-intentioned people, like, for example, Congressman Hansen of Idaho, who are not aware of what's going on, can sometimes, without intending to do so, they can sometimes cause great difficulty to the negotiators and be damaging to the cause they're trying to serve.
Mr. Nixon added that the situation in Iran is a very serious crisis. An event that shook the Islamic world last Tuesday is the subject of an ongoing inquiry today, reported from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, by Michael Hall.
Officials in Saudi Arabia today continued to question members of the group of religious fanatics who took over the Holy Mosque in Mecca 1 week ago. A few of the fundamentalist Muslims are still hiding out in the basement of the sprawling mosque complex, and they are believed to be holding some hostages. Troops continue to comb the basement for the stragglers, and officials here say it is only a matter of time before they surrender. But in the meantime, interest is shifting to the questions of who the group was and what it wanted. Details are sketchy, but it is believed the leader of the group was arrested during a major push on the mosque Sunday. His followers, about 200 members of Bedouin tribes from central Saudi Arabia, had proclaimed him as the Mahdi, a divinely inspired leader foretold in Islamic prophecy. The group's demands included an end to most Western influences in the country, such as radio, television, soccer, and women in business. While that appeal may be popular elsewhere, it has not taken hold in Saudi Arabia, which already governs itself according to the Quran, or Islamic holy book. Michael Hall for CBS News, Jeddah.
Abu Dhabi's oil minister is quoted today as saying that the United Arab Emirates, one of the major Arab oil exporters, will reduce oil production by about 5% beginning in January for purely technical reasons. The Supreme Court this morning takes up the sensitive issue of reverse discrimination, an issue which Fred Graham notes has led the court on a zigzag course in the past.
First, the Supreme Court zigged in the famous Bakke case when it ruled that quotas for non-whites in university admissions amount to unconstitutional reverse discrimination against whites. Then last June, the court zagged when it said that quotas for non-whites in job employment programs do not amount to illegal reverse discrimination. Now the issue is back in the form of government spending programs that set aside a specific amount of the business for minority-owned companies. Today, the justices will hear arguments on the constitutionality of a 1977 federal law that set aside 10% of all spending for public works construction projects for minority-owned companies. Other construction companies, which were not permitted to bid for this business, said this was illegal reverse discrimination based on race. Lower courts agreed that it was illegal, and the Supreme Court agreed to hear and settle the matter in a decision that's expected by next June. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
The United States dollar has had a banner day in Tokyo, its best since October 1977. Bruce Dunning has details.
The U.S. currency broke through the 250 yen level when trading opened, and it closed at 251.5. The rising price didn't discourage buyers. Trading totaled more than $1 billion. The dollar hit its low point against the yen 13 months ago, and by the close of trading today, it had regained 43% of its value. That change means that a steak dinner, which cost the equivalent of $34 last year, now costs a little less than $24. In the average Tokyo coffee shop, a cup of coffee has dropped in 13 months from $1.70 to $1.19, though the yen price remains the same. For anyone carrying dollars here, it's a big improvement, and stores catering to foreign tourists report that sales are getting bigger and better. Most financial circles think the dollar will go on gaining against the yen because of the continuing tension between Iran and the United States, a situation Japan calls economic war. This economic war, it is believed here, will probably mean that oil producers will raise their prices within a few weeks. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Tokyo.
The dollar is on the downside this morning in Western Europe. Gold prices declined slightly in Zurich and London. The Labor Department this morning reported that consumer prices went up 1% in September, largely because of a jump in housing costs. President Carter has signed legislation designed to help poor people pay their home heating fuel bills this winter. $1.35 billion in federal aid will be set aside for that purpose.
CBS News. The UN Security Council is moving toward a meeting on Iran this afternoon as scheduled, but a full-dress debate will not take place until Iran's foreign minister arrives. I'm Richard C. Hotellet reporting on the CBS Radio Network. One big question remains to be resolved before the council meets at 3 p.m. It concerns the way the council will deal with the issue of the American hostages in Tehran. The United States insists that their release remain the council's immediate and paramount concern. It wants the president of the council, Sergio Palacios of Bolivia, to reiterate the appeal he made more than 2 weeks ago for the immediate release of the 49 men and women. If that statement is made from the president's chair, the United States will not consider it necessary to make a statement of its own to that effect, something which other members oppose as making the council appear one-sided and possibly injuring the hostages. Instead, the council will quickly adjourn until Iran's foreign minister, Bani Saad, arrives in New York Saturday evening. Iran has consistently sidestepped the issue of the hostages, demanding that the council focus instead on its accusations against the Shah and the United States. In Tehran, Ayatollah Khomeini, in a message broadcast to the nation, said Iran would not recognize any decision by the council on the hostages. CBS News correspondent Randy Daniels in Tehran reports the official mood there.
I would think any resolution the Security Council would pass would be ineffective because the thrust of the statement suggests that Iran expects to be condemned by the Security Council because Khomeini feels the Security Council is under the influence of the United States and that the verdict of the Security Council itself has already been dictated to it by the United States.
In New York, doctors this morning performed a non-surgical procedure to remove a gallstone left in the bile duct of the former Shah. The stone was crushed, and it will be several days before doctors know whether all the fragments have been removed. More news after this.
The Kmart Camera Department presents Goof Proof and a whole lot more.
With Kmart in the picture, with Goof Proof you don't pay. For prints of any shots you take that don't come out okay.
Jeffrey, this time I got six whole pictures right. I mean, I can't even tell which of these guys is you.
You mean you actually paid for six pictures?
Yeah!
Boy, I bet Kmart is excited.
With Kmart in the picture, for finishing and more. Get flashes, film, and cameras at a Kmart savings store.
Now through December 1st, save over $10 on a great gift. You get a Minolta 440E 110 camera with built-in strobe, plus a roll of focal color print film, plus a handy camera case, all for just $57.88. Make somebody happy and save.
Put Kmart in the picture and make your pictures nice and pay for just the print you like at a Kmart kind of price.
President Carter met Democratic congressional leaders at breakfast this morning. Later, Louisiana Senator J. Bennett Johnston spoke with reporters.
The president has made clear, and that's one thing he emphasized, that the honor of the country comes first before the lives of the hostages. I think he means that he's not going to do just anything to get the hostages out, that there are conditions and prices for the release of the hostages that this country will not pay, such as a trial of the Shah in this country, such as an admission on behalf of this country that the Shah was wrong, is guilty of crimes, such as certainly extradition of the Shah.
Indiana Congressman John Bradamus, who also attended today's meeting, said the congressional leadership strongly supports the president's demand for immediate release of the hostages. President Carter has signed into law legislation aimed at making it easier for millions of poor and elderly Americans to pay their fuel bills this heating season. In signing the measure, providing $1.3 billion in federal aid, Mr. Carter took the opportunity to point out that the Iranian crisis shows once again the United States must shed its dependence on foreign fuel. Stocks and other news after this.
Now from General Motors, the option for the 80s. Thinking about buying a new GM car or light-duty truck? GM has something you should think about, the GM Continuous Protection Plan. It offers comprehensive protection against the cost of major repairs, towing, emergency road service, and rental car expenses for 3 years or 36,000 miles. It makes good sense, but GM wants you to know there are other plans. We say compare. Look carefully at what parts are covered. Ask about the towing, road service, and rental car allowance. Then compare it to the GM Continuous Protection Plan. We don't think you'll find another plan that even comes close. Look for more details in an informative chart in our ad in many major magazines. And remember, when you go to your GM dealer, compare and don't settle for less than the GM Continuous Protection Plan.
It takes care of you as well as your car.
Consumer prices went up another 1% last month, the October increase due chiefly to higher housing costs. But the nation's second biggest bank, Chase Manhattan, today reduced its prime lending rate by 0.5% to 15.25%, the lowest of any major bank. And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 2.82, volume on the big board a heavy 21,180,000 shares, the Dow Jones Industrial Standard 831.57. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News.